1400 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Beryl is no longer a Category 5 storm, but even as a Category 4, it's got sustained winds of 145 miles an hour. And in Jamaica, they are getting ready. Prime Minister Andrew Holness declaring a disaster area even before the storm hits.
If you live in a low-lying area, an area historically prone to flooding and landslide, or if you live on the banks of a river or a gully, I implore you to evacuate to a shelter or to safer ground.
Sentencing delayed for former President Donald Trump, who was convicted of 34 felonies in his hush money trial. Trump's defense team arguing that some of the evidence in the case should not have been allowed under the Supreme Court's recent presidential immunity decision. Officials say massive overcrowding and insufficient exits contributed to the high death toll at a religious festival in northern India. At least 121 people were killed. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here is what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court will take up two cases that would decide the extent to which abortion is legal in Wisconsin. The court agreed yesterday to hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court is at issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. Sarah Harris is with the civic engagement group Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Harris's group took a poll and found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup.
It could be released today if the Joint Finance Committee wanted to do that. For some reason, they seem that it, in their world, it is more important for them to make no one accountable for this.
Lawmakers are countering that the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. A girl reported missing in Menasha has been found safe in Green Bay. Menasha police announced on their Facebook page Tuesday that Raylynn Churchill has been found. They thank the community for their, quote, unwavering efforts and collaboration through the investigation. Menasha police noted that the investigation is continuing and they're releasing no other information at this time. Churchill went missing June 20th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Bucks meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, Tyler Smith and first-round pick A.J. Johnson, who was asked what's his motivation to play in the NBA.
My family is one of my biggest motivations. I feel like just my obsession of just wanting to be like an unstoppable basketball player. That's like my ultimate motivation every single day.
Some big transactions already in free agency, like Golden State saying goodbye to Klay Thompson, Bucks GM John Horst.
You know, we've seen a couple of those fall so far. There'll be a couple others that fall today. We feel very confident that we'll be able to get the right fits to finish off this roster.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Rockies gained three of their four-game series. Milwaukee winning 4-3 last night, snapping a six-game losing streak at Coors Field. Pat Murphy asked if it's tough for his pitchers playing in mile-high Denver.
Oh, yeah. It's no fun pitching here, that's for sure. But it's about, like, okay, it's part of the league. We got to do it. It's a rule. We got to play them. Got to play them here. We asked to get the games moved, and they wouldn't do it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning with a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 84. More rain and thunderstorms will be likely tomorrow night and again on Friday. Our high Friday, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report, heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska for a talk about the show The Boys. And the Artistic Director of Door County's Peninsula Players, Linda Fortunato, talks about their new season.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, all right, welcome back. Can you believe it, dude? Gizmo, hour number three.
Hour number three, here we
are. We are here. We had to feed the meters, so we're back in the studio after, or else it's a $21 parking ticket. But we're not talking about that today. Right. We are just talking about the pre-4th of July celebration. We got a great guest in-house that I'm excited. I tried to get you on last year, but we didn't have a great producer that could coordinate everything. Oh. So we have that now. So you're in the house, and we're going to talk about Heritage Hill. But before we do, our sponsor for this hour is Pella Windows and Doors. And Pella, as you know, is a Green Bay company that just quality product, quality service. That they've been around. It's Pella.com. And I live in a little older house. It was built in 1915. Mm-hmm. And there's houses in my neighborhood that are older than that. Mm-hmm. And I think we've come through the phase of letting those houses go to really making them really, really nice.
Absolutely.
However, that comes with a price tag.
Yeah.
But it and some of the stuff you don't get a return on, but mm-hmm. some of the stuff you do. And one of the things, like I had to buy a new chimney. Did I get a return on that chimney? I don't think so. Ooh. But I bought, you know, a bunch of Pella windows and doors. And what's cool about them is when you get an older house, and you know, some on the third floor we have arched windows.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, and then in some of the windows you want that grid in there, and some you don't. And anyway, they come through and they show you like different kinds of windows to put in your house. And they're like, no, you know, at 1905, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, these are the kind of windows you should have in your house. And it's really cool. And then they like give you a visual of that window in your house. You're like, wow, I would like that house. It's like, wait, that is my house.
That
so
is-
I just got to, and doors. And when I was talking about this before, and Pella has great financing now. I mean, they have this like this no money down. They didn't have that when I did it, but your return on that, because all of a sudden you do it in the summer and then your heat bill comes in the winter and it's like half of what it was. And it's like, why is that? Because God knows the utilities, they don't reduce their rates.
Right.
But it's just because you're using less energy.
Hey. Yeah.
So it's a cool thing. And, you know, they do houses. I mean, fit old houses. They'll do 80s, 2000. They'll do any house. But windows and doors is a great investment. And we just had the realtors in here, Ben and Deanna Melcourt. And, you know, I'm sure they would echo that a good investment in your house. Some people put in things that's like a pool. you're going to get your money's worth. But there's other smaller things, too. But, you know, the exterior is important, but the interior is important. But windows are both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got good curb appeal. And so anyway, go to PellaWI.com. Great company, and if you really want to save some money on your utilities, but really enhance your home for the long term, PellaWindowsAndDoors.com. So we were talking about how great the 4th of July is, and we were talking a little bit about, do people really understand? And I think a lot of people do. I don't mean to harp on that, but I was telling Todd before that I think the reason I got excited about this was my 9th grade history teacher. He just, mm-hmm. he's a good storyteller, and mm-hmm. you get a bunch of 14, 15 year olds, and he just like got us excited about it.
That's
like
amazing.
The revolution. And I think he convinced us the kids were that that they were a little younger than because we're like, we could have done that. We could have overthrown a government. Oh. Which, anyway, I find that very interesting. But an organization that really explains it all is Heritage Hill. And absolutely. I've been out there many times in my previous life. And I just want to just thank you for what you do all year. But I think this is a very special time. So we have with us Elizabeth Jolly Haslett. Are you the director?
I'm the director of development.
Okay. At Heritage Hill. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's a state park. And some people don't understand the structure of Heritage Hill. Yeah. But and you have added on and added on. Mm-hmm. And anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. So we are a state park, but we're really just a state park in name only. We are our own nonprofit corporation. So we are managed, operated, and most importantly, funded just completely by ourselves, by local history lovers.
The state doesn't give you any money?
The state gives us minimal money.
Yeah, I thought they had a big surplus this year.
Yeah, well... That would be nice if they gave some to us. But
okay. Well, anyway, you're making it work with however you're raising your money. Yes. That's for sure. You got a beautiful facility.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we have a restoration team of three that does 56 acres and 26 historic buildings. They upkeep everything with volunteers, with dedicated volunteers. But yeah, we are really proud of
is that
of
still
our stuff.
A thing, Heritage Hill class trips in fourth grade or sixth? What? Do they...
Fourth grade.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Fourth
grade
is the Wisconsin history
curriculum.
So, yes, we had over 5,000 students come in about 20 days in May.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's a time.
But you really... A time that, again, I've been there many times mm-hmm. for events and weddings and everything else that you do out there. But I think the time that when I was... As mayor, the time that I really enjoyed, I every time I say that, you have to drink a shot. Oh. Go ahead, have it. It's right there. It's bourbon. We brought up good stuff for today.
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding. We don't drink on stage.
Glug.
Was the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. You guys do it right. So tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
Yeah. So we kind of take you through the pre 4th of July, the history leading up to it. I know we will be making ice cream in the farm, which I'm very excited about. We're doing a reading of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. We have a really cool, actually just year-round flag display in the town hall. So about the history of our nation's flag, which is, there were many, many, many flags, actually. The fur trade area will have fur traders. You know, we're really about the people, the costumed historic interpreters that deliver history to you, not you kind of looking at displays, although we have some like very nice exhibits, but we're really about the people.
And the interpreters you have, are they, you call those actors?
We call them interpreters because they...
Gizmo, you could do that.
Yeah, I'm sure I could pull it off.
Absolutely. Sure. You have, I think.
I read the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know if I was Thomas Jefferson, I don't know who I was, but...
Yeah.
So I went there and you guys outfitted me and it was a super hot...
Did you
hot
wear a wig and tights?
But the tights were, that was close with it. I think I had the tights with the knickers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know if he ever gave them back? Because I bet he took them.
Yeah,
back.
I bet those are. Yeah,
that's where those went.
That's just for my special evenings. But it was hot. It was hotter than hell. And those guys really, and it was wool?
Yeah.
You guys are big in the wool back then.
Yeah.
And a little scratchy.
Yeah.
And the Declaration of Independence is not that long, but it seemed awfully long that
when
day.
When you're wearing wool and
heat. And it's 85.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Yeah. And it was cool. And people were, you could have heard a pin drop.
Yeah.
People were like, because everybody knows it, but to hear it, and then, you know, I kind of, well, you would know what was the addiction, when you your voice, inflection of your voice, like over the grievances, because I just think that's why we did what we did. And we talked about, well, we want to be independent, but why?
Mm-hmm.
You get into the, and King that George actual. Was a nut job anyway. So right. It was like really, it was pretty cool what they did. And I just, and again, I've said this before, I'm glad I'm living at this time.
Absolutely.
And I am, but however, if God would have given me the whole timeline and said, okay, Jim, you pick where you want, I would have picked the revolution.
The revolution,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would love
it. It is cool.
It was a tough time to live back then.
Yeah.
Struggle.
But it was struggling, and I understand, you know, sanitation.
No
and
indoor
food.
Toilet.
You'd
no,
be I know. Dead. You'd be dead.
No.
Because you went to live to this age, Jim.
That's true. 45, I'd be out.
Yeah, you probably would be done.
That, you know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So maybe I will take
maybe
this.
Maybe you're right.
However, probably nothing more invigorating than overthrowing a government.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there is that.
You know, I think Super Bowls are up there, but man, can you imagine that? I mean, throw it over for the right reason.
For the right reason. Yeah, I'm not saying not just because. No, yeah.
Well, that's what Pippin is all about, is overthrowing.
Yes, he's got this play.
You're not wrong. Yeah. Yeah. I'm familiar with Pippin, absolutely.
And speaking of plays and Heritage Hill, Play by Play Theater is going to be doing 12th Night there.
Yes.
July 9th, Tuesday,
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm involved with Play by Play Theater, actually, outside of Heritage Hill. And we do Shakespeare all around the city every summer for the past 6 years.
So, you guys at Whitney?
Well, I was at Whitney. I stage managed the Whitney production.
I saw
production.
That show. Fantastic. Yeah. Great, great show. Funny, great actors. The thing about Shakespeare is, and for some people who hear Shakespeare, they go, oh, I don't know. It's because there's delivery. You really have to deliver Shakespeare. Yeah. You have to deliver it in a way that people are receptive and they get it without having to go, wait, what does that mean? I have to, you know, But the delivery on these actors is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're
really great. Yeah. They really know what they're saying, and that makes all the difference.
Yeah. And that's July 9th.
That's July 9th, yeah.
You know, we have our community calendar here, and people come in, and we got this event coming up, this event. July 9th is also that sober day at the Rockers game.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really, really important that people need to learn, and I work at a community shelter, that you can have a lot of fun without alcohol.
Absolutely.
But they don't know that, and I can understand that because I've walked a little bit in that, and I've had brothers who've walked that a long time, but life is really good without it.
Yeah.
And to have these safe places where you can enjoy events, and we need to get that down here on the city deck and some other things.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the 9th as well. So Shakespeare, I don't know if you can do both because yours in the evening.
Ours is this.
Hey, back to Heritage Hill though. Tell me about the cost when people get there and how that day is going to work on the 4th, because I think the weather's going to be on your side that day.
Oh, that's the thing we fight against all the time.
I know.
So it's just general admission pricing. So 13 for adults. I think 10 for eight for children.
Okay.
You can find it on our website.
Yeah.
And then if you're a member, you do get in free because it is a general admission day. So I highly encourage if you are planning to visit Heritage Hill more than once in a year, which you absolutely should, to become a member because it's worth it and it supports us.
Yeah, well, and if you're a member, you get to see 12th Night for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, it's $5 to get in.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, and how much is the membership? This is all going to add up.
Yeah, absolutely. $65 for families.
Okay.
So that would be two adults.
Oh, my gosh.
And then your household.
The math is there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very reasonable.
And then $50 for, we call it individual, but it's individual plus a guest. So
oh, nice.
You plus
so
a guest.
The plus one.
Plus one.
I've been a plus one a few times.
Yes. I've been a minus one a couple
of
times.
Oh, boy.
So. I know. That hurt. No, Schmidt's not coming. So.
Was alcohol involved?
Yeah, right. So what's all going on the 4th? So we're going to get there at what, 10? What time do you kick off events?
We start at 9. We open at 9.
At 9. Okay.
And then we do the only scheduled things we have, everything else will be ongoing, but the scheduled things we have is a fife and drum corps performance at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., I believe.
Awesome.
That's and cool. Then we also have a tour of Tonk Cottage, which is Wisconsin's oldest standing residence.
Wow.
Built in 1803, and that will be at 1:30.
All right. Where do we get this information, Elizabeth? So give me the website.
HeritageHillGB.org.
All right. Have a happy 4th.
Thank you.
And thanks for doing this.
Yeah,
thanks for coming.
Thank you.
This is great that your state park, which you fund because the state's too cheap, but it's nice that we have that quality place here. All right.
Thank
we're going to be right
great
back.
Facility.
Gizmo and the Mayor, we want to thank Elizabeth, Jolly Hossett, Heritage Hill. Get out there tomorrow, the 4th of July. We'll be right back.
I roamed and I rambled and I followed my footsteps to the Spartan sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was singing, this plan was made for you and me.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest.
All right, welcome back.
Okay, Gizmo, that's okay. That reminds me of this other guy I used to host with. So, okay. Although you sing on pitch.
I was just going to say, except that Gizmo actually
didn't sing any deeper.
Who was that? Peter Palmieri?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Nice job.
Well, they were here at the Widener.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a great song. They had great harmony. And Peter I love Paul. Harmony, something that is foreign.
What? What?
I said, harmony? I love harmony.
Oh, okay.
Because I grew up with Barbershop, yep. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Oh. I love good harmony. I said something that is foreign to John Minow.
Okay.
So that is what I was going for before you rudely interrupted me. So anyway.
There was a pause and then you said foreign. I was, and I'm like, where are we going with this?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the same thing. Okay. So we have, Terry, I know is out ill today, so.
Liz is going to join us in a little bit.
All right.
And Amanda will join us in the studio in a little bit too. So
in the meantime, we are going to give away some tickets. So here we are, 13 colonies, right? Colonies. And then finally they became a state. I just, right?
That's a powerful thing.
Yeah. Colonies.
That's like going from an amateur to a pro.
Right.
You know,
that's like playing powder puff football to the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's great. So tell you what, we're going to give these away pretty quick. Just call in and name.
No, hold on. But these are VIP tickets Fireworks Over the Fox. I believe it's called Fire Over the Fox from Festival Foods. Right. You want to download the Civic Media app is what you want to do. Choose the station WISS or WGBW. Lower right hand corner is the text button. Text in your answer to this probably very confusing commercial.
No, this one's not. This one's kind of easy.
All right.
All you have to do to win two tickets is text in three of the colonies.
Three
of the original 13.
Yeah, and don't say Wisconsin or Texas. I mean, we weren't even it was
Minnesota.
I don't know why we let them in. No, they're great. I love Minnesota. So we're going to do that. And tell you what, we're going to take two winners. So somebody, three. That's not many. You should know. Everybody knows that.
Well, you know,
I mean,
guess.
You know, it's all the East Coast.
Name at least two or three, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, New York, Virginia.
Yeah.
There. All right. Hey, tell me, Gizmo, did I ask you, what are you doing for the 4th, man? Are you working?
I will be downtown walking around, and then I'm probably going to meet you over at the, what you call it there, where we're giving the tickets away for.
Oh, it's Fire Over the Fox.
It's the
VIP scene. It's right at Light Park. So there's festivities going on.
Yeah. I'll be walking
every
around.
Every city. And there's just great things going on in Appleton and Oshkosh.
Yeah.
And the reason I know a little bit more about Green Bay is I used to attend these things all the time. And that reserve seating is fun. So now, were you going to stop somebody on the street and
do
a little magic?
What I do is every 4th of July, I usually walk around downtown and I do walk around and share magic, but I try to share it with the first responders, the police, the cops, you know, the firemen and all those people that are just sort of standing around in groups waiting for some action, you know? So I go up and I share a little magic with them and they really appreciate it and they love it, you know, because they're just sort of standing there and not, they can't really enjoy the thing because they're on, you know, on guard and everything. It is great, especially the police. Whenever I find a group of cops, you know, they're always standing around joking and everything, and then I'll start doing magic, and there'll be one cop in the group that'll cross his arms and give me that look like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
What's he doing
right
over here, you know? But I usually bring them around. And
keep an
like,
eye on their taser and their gun. Like, this guy's going to pick this up
next. One hand on the
next.
Trigger. But it's always such a blast. I love doing that. I love walking around and just, you know.
Do you do your magic on stage in front of huge groups? I've seen you, all the magic I've
Yeah, all the magic I've seen with you has been really up close with five, six, seven people.
The majority of what I do is close up. And I just prefer that because of the impact. And I like being close with people. I do a small stage show. It lasts about 20 minutes or so. It's enough where if it's more than about 100 people, it's tough. Because the stuff I like to do involves small or everyday objects.
Give me a dollar bill, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, smaller items and stuff. So if you're way in the back, it might be hard to see.
Private parties, birthday parties?
I typically do a lot of corporate events.
Oh, that's cool. You know?
Yeah, a lot of summer picnics and holiday parties and things like that. I do a lot of house parties, too, where I go to people's house for birthdays.
So when my kids were young, I had a magician come. And I don't want to mention his name because it's the end of the... anyway.
Okay.
I had this guy come to our house. I don't know if I told you this, Todd. And my kids, I don't know, they were... Their birthdays... Maybe they were 7 and 9 or no, they're younger than that, 5 and 7. And so I had this guy come over. Actually, it was Mr. Hocus. Do you remember him?
Gosh, I guess I don't.
Did it's okay. So he came over and I don't know, 10, 15 kids in the living room all sitting down. And he did some magic and it wasn't cheap, you know, and I did his magic and the other kind of clapping. So then the next year we're driving in the car and you guys, there's somebody special coming for your birthday this year. And they're like, oh, who? I said, well, you take a guess. And grandma, I said, no, grandma's not coming. She can't come. And Aunt Sarah, I said, no, it's not Aunt Sarah. And then they're like, not Mr. Hocus. So they didn't like the guy.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah. So I'm right. You guys be nice. He's already paid for. So,
you know,
you guys got to be good to entertain kids. Because kids are like.
There is a thin line between being fun and entertaining and being cheesy and hokey. You know, it's a thin line with magic because there's a lot of magic out there that you can learn, anyone can learn. And then if you want to like make money, you could go out and start your own magic show and do a lot of, you know, level one magic. And kids aren't receptive to that. They know those tricks and they know how they work even.
They do.
So if you're not stepping it up a few levels for kids, they're going to be on you and they're going to think you suck and they're going to think that you're not that good.
And tell their dad.
What did you say? Where's the thin line? You said something or it's hokey. What was the thin line?
It's basically between being cheesy and hokey and then being, you know, professional. It's really
Jim?
He's steering that toward me. I knew that when he asked, but I'll let him. Okay, go ahead.
That's something for you and John to learn a little bit.
Cheesy and hokey,
careful
or professional.
On that line,
right?
There.
Right.
Yeah. It's a teetering line.
We're not even close to the line yet, but we're getting there. We're working
we
on
it.
We can't even see the line.
I love you guys. You guys are so funny.
And we thank Civic Media. We thank Todd. It's fun to go out and you can ring the bell again. When I was mayor, I always enjoyed going out and getting positive reinforcement. You know, thanks for this. This is great. I saw you do this. And it's nice to do that again. And people say, you know, I listened to your show. I didn't know that. Or I really enjoyed this guest or that guest. And I think that's great. It's 3 hours. Our show's from 6 to 9. And I understand people can't listen. A lot of people can't listen for 3 hours. But you know, so many people are like, I listen to you from 6:15 to 7:45 on my 6:15 to 6:45 on my drive. Or other people, I do my walk from 7 to 7:30 every day, and I listen to you guys. I'm my sister-in-law in Florida. When she goes out for her walk, you know, she downloads and listens to us every day. And
that's great.
And they can listen later on the podcast and all that kind of stuff. And just so people know, on Friday, we will not be here, but we are doing a rerun of our anniversary show from last Wednesday, which, you know, was supposed to be this big thing.
It was.
And then all it turned out for us was stress when the Public Works Department showed up to block off the street.
Oh, boy.
There's no secret. I like parties.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always have.
I
think it's worth celebrating. That's why we have Kids Day. We'd celebrate the city's anniversary, the sesquicentennial.
We have several every year at our
house. I love parties. And I thought, well, 1 year, like, you know, report cards, all that stuff. We just had a lot of great parties. And I wanted to have one for our 1 year anniversary. So I ordered all the infrastructure, closing the street. But then we canceled it, and I forgot to cancel it.
Yeah,
so you're going to hear about that when you listen to our show on Friday. Because it was a disaster when they showed up with their crew to close the street. It's like,
I have to tell you.
And Todd's like, get out there, Jim.
Somebody from corporate's like, did that really happen, or did you make that up? I said, no, check out the pictures.
We got photos. Yeah. They were here. But anyway. All right, little Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom. Boy, does that tie it all together.
Yeah, I know Elton's your favorite.
He's one of my favorites.
In the 70s.
I did, and I've seen him a couple times.
He's great.
He really is great. He was just performing again. So anyway, we're gonna be right back. We got another half hour to wrap this up before the 4th of July. Stick around. Gizmo the mayor, we'll be right back.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Glendale is accusing poll observers of disrupting the vote in a special election primary yesterday. Brian Kennedy tells WISP Politics observers were challenging every absentee ballot as poll workers tried to process them. Two of the observers are known conspiracy theorists. Governor Evers says if state lawmakers don't release $125 million set aside for PFAS cleanup, people in small rural communities will be on the hook for cleaning up pollution they didn't cause.
Concerns me as we have small places in all across the state. Their ratepayers are going to have to pony up another 50% to make sure that PFAS are taken care of.
Evers says companies that pollute soil and water should be responsible for cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kristen Lierley, the sole Democrat running for the 8th Congressional District, vacated when Mike Gallagher resigned in April, held a town hall meeting to connect with voters in Appleton last night.
This could be the district that flips the House of Representatives. It really could be us. This could be the district that saves the Senate. Tammy Baldwin, we're working with her too. This could be the district that brings home the presidency.
About two dozen people were on hand to share thoughts about healthcare, climate change, clean water, and other issues. Winnebago County Sheriff John Matz will read the Declaration of Independence on the steps of the Winnebago County Courthouse at 8 a.m. tomorrow as part of Independence Day celebrations in Oshkosh. It'll be followed by a parade through downtown at 9 a.m. and then in Menominee Park at 9:45 p.m., a fireworks display. Check your local municipalities for July 4th celebrations nearest you. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kids films are saving the box office this summer. The latest family-friendly flick, Despicable Me 4, opens July 3rd and is expected to dethrone Inside Out 2. The fourth installment of the animated series is expected to pull in between $100 and $125 million over the five-day holiday weekend. The film stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Melissa Etheridge told People.com that David Crosby was really generous with his sperm. In addition to being a good friend to Etheridge, Crosby is the biological father to her kids. While promoting her new docuseries, Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken, Etheridge says it was Crosby's wife who suggested her husband lend a hand. And he did. There is no word yet on whether the actual donation scene was reenacted for the docuseries, but if you give it a watch and see a man who looks like Crosby pour himself a glass of wine, dim the lights, and put on soft music while alone, turn the channel as quick as is humanly possible. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning with a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 84. More rain and thunderstorms will be likely tomorrow night and again on Friday. Our high Friday, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app. This 4th of July salute is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. The staff of Jersey Mike's invites you to join them in pausing to reflect on the sacrifices made by America's men and women of the armed forces in defense of our nation's liberty. Freedom isn't free, so when you see a veteran, take time to tell him or her, thank you. Jersey Mike's subs with locations in Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and Neenah. Log on jerseymikes.com and have them cater your next party. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, tune in tomorrow. It's Pat Kreitlow's birthday. He'll be here to celebrate along with Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take a look at signers on the Declaration of Independence. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is our last half hour. Man, it's been a fun week. And not as much as I miss Mino, this has been great with Frank Hermans and, of course, Kevin Van Ness. And today we have Gizmo, Mike Jagir, who's in the house, who's an actor, magician. And I know you've got to sneak out because you've got something else to do. But before you go.
Yes.
I introduced you as a magician, I don't know, 20 times today. Yeah. You got any magic you can do, or is that not a radio thing?
I kind of do. You know, I've done a couple of them now on the show, and they always go out really good. So I thought we would try one that involves numbers. Now, I've done some tricks when I was a kid with math that, you know, you tell somebody to pick a number, and they divide by two, and there's this whole thing, and then you predict the number at the end. But I think enough people know that one. So yeah. I have a different one that's very unique and very weird.
And we can play even if we're listening?
Everybody that's listening.
All right, what do we need to play?
A calculator or a piece of paper and a pen.
Well, so you need a calculator?
Well, if you're not good at math. There isn't a huge amount of math.
Well, Lisa, are you good with math?
Or let's grab
pull up your calculator. I'm okay with math.
Or you can grab your phone,
grab your phone, turn on your calculator.
Okay, all right. Those who want to play, just give them a minute.
Okay.
And you are a actor... Theater.
Actor, comedian.
What else do you have going on?
Entertainer.
Well, entertainer. But and you're going to be playing this Evergreen thing soon? What's coming up?
There's a few things coming up. Evergreen Productions is
that's July 10th, right?
Art Fest.
Yeah.
Oh, Pippin is put on by Broadway Theater.
Okay.
You can find them at Broadway.
All right.
Birderonbroadway.org.
Okay.
Pippin's running July 10th through the 20th.
Okay, I was just killing time. That's enough.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. Everybody's got their calculator. So go ahead.
Okay. Gizmo. So here we go. First, I'm going to write down a number, and I have it written down already. I wrote down a number between 1 and 9, okay? My number's here. I can't change it, okay? And this is important. Now, I need anyone that's listening to write down any number they want between 1 and 9. It can be 1. It can be 9. It can be any number in between, okay? So you've got that number. This is where we're going to do a little bit of math. This will only take a minute. Okay, whatever your number is, multiply it times 2, okay? Everybody should have that. Now, add 2, just 2. Plus 2, all right? Now you should have a new number. Now I need you to, whatever that number is, multiply it times 5. Multiply it times 5. This might take people a minute, especially if you're, you know, got your calculator out. You've multiplied your number by 5. You should have a new number. Okay. Now whatever that number is, subtract 7 of all things, right? Everybody subtract 7?
Yep.
This is the big finish. Now I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Your answer is going to be a reflection of my answer. Doesn't matter who's playing. Whatever your answer is, I have the other half. This is going to sound crazy, but whatever. Okay, we'll start with Jim. Okay. Jim, can you tell me the total of what you came up with as a total?
43.
So the number you originally wrote down was 4. Am I correct?
Yes.
And the number I have, if you'll notice, is 3. He had a 4, he had a 3. Your total was 43, correct?
Cool.
Todd, what was your total?
73,
because you wrote down a 7.
Yeah, I did.
And I have a 3, so the total is 73. And what was your total?
83.
And you wrote down an 8 originally?
Yep.
Yeah. And you had an 8, and I had a 3.
And Lisa, what about you?
Lisa, what'd you have?
Mine was 83 as well.
83.
Lisa, twinsies.
Crazy.
Right. I know, right?
And you had an 8, now. And I had a 3.
So, all right. Wow, okay.
Isn't that crazy? No matter who I do that to, the answer will always reflect your number and my number.
Okay.
And I can change that.
You
I can actually
change
my 3, and we can change the math on it, and we can do it again if you want. But that's the craziness of that trick. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That
math,
every...
But yes.
If my algebra teacher would have done magic tricks, I would have passed that class.
Right. Loved it. You would have loved it.
I wouldn't have passed, but I would have at least taken an interest.
We got texters coming in. It all worked for him.
That's
right.
Awesome.
Mary,
that's
really congratulations. Awesome. She had 63. Right, Rick had 43.
Do you want to give them tickets?
Isn't
we still have
insane?
Some left.
I think we're out, Jim.
Oh, we're out of tickets. All right. Well, anyway, we sure want to thank On Broadway and Downtown Green Bay for donating those tickets for Firefight. And you're going to be there. I'll see you there.
All right, Gizmo, anything else you want to wrap up before we sneak out?
A couple of little things. I will be at Art Fest. That's coming up July 20th and 21st. I'll be in the booth for Evergreen. So if you're walking around and you see us, stop down. We'll talk to you a little bit about theater. Play-by-play theater, I've mentioned. 12th Night's going to be performing at Heritage Hill. $5 to get in, unless you're a member. Free. spoken word events coming up. I want to give a quick shout-out. Cujo is the host of a great spoken word event. It's going to be at The Tracks. It's called At The Tracks. It's down on Broadway from 7 to 9. August 23rd coming up. And every Monday, right down the street here at the Bell Inn Building from 6 to 9 at the,
Daily Buzz?
Yeah, the Daily Buzz. They do an open mic there as well. Sometimes you can expect to see poetry or music. A friend of mine, Brad Terrell, performs there every Monday. He was Mr. Howell in Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he performs there almost every Monday. And then also Evergreen Productions. I know I mentioned this, The Haunting of Hill House. Auditions are coming up July 21st and 2nd. If you want to audition for that show, you can check that out. Evergreentheater.org. And that's where you can find it.
What is it about? Maybe you could, Mino always, he says he was.
The Haunting of Hill House?
Huh?
It was a movie, it was a book, and the play is sort of an adaptation of both of those. Huh?
Is it comedy?
It's very serious. It's supposed to be a serious story about people that just go into a house that they hear is haunted, and they want to sort of find out for themselves if it is.
Todd Michaels.
Well, yeah, and we actually.
And here's the thing, and Amanda, I got to bring you in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Gizmo has talked about maybe doing an actual investigation there.
Let's do it.
Before or whatever. And yeah.
So we're going to have him come in, do an investigation, and then we can report it. And then the first, the opening night of the show, we're hoping we can have Todd or whoever come in and interview folks and say, how do you feel about paranormal activity? We did a reading here and we actually picked something, or we didn't, or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. Just to sort of set that paranormal tone for the show, and I thought that'll be great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And the final thing I want to give a shout out to is a girl named Michaela Lee. And I know you probably don't know her. She just released a song like 5 days ago. It's called No Destination. You can look it up if you want. It's available at every place you can find music, YouTube to you name it. Michaela Lee, though, is from northern Wisconsin. I go up there every year to do magic in Pickerel, of all places.
Where?
She's like Pickerel, Wisconsin. So she's like this little small town, hometown, kind of she's got the perfect story, really. I mean, she might as well be that waitress, and she actually, her dad doesn't own a restaurant. She has waitress, so it's kind of funny. But she's actually a nurse now, so she's doing really good.
And she's
got a
breaking into this?
Yeah, she's breaking into country music, of all things. So Michaela Lee, No Destination, check her out.
All right.
If you get a chance.
Stories are good. And one last thing, you and I are working an event together on, I'll talk about it. 9/20. Gizmo and I and a couple other people are working the event at the Northland Hotel. The Northland Hotel is celebrating their 100th anniversary, and they had some very famous people there over the 100 years. And one of them, just coincidentally, was Houdini. So
yeah.
I wonder who's going to play Houdini.
I don't know.
And
I
then
some
Vince
magician
Lombardi.
Guy.
And then Vince Lombardi.
Are you the magician's assistant?
I'm MCing. I'm just MCing the
You've
thing.
You've got that pair of tights yet from Heritage Hill.
That's right.
So.
My lovely assistant. Wait till you show up. It's worth $100. And then Gizmo has, of course, his connections in the theater goes pretty deep. So
We've got some impersonators because they're going to play JFK and Vince Lombardi and also Eleanor Roosevelt. So
three people who were at the Northland, and we're going to interview them. And what was it like? Why did you come here? And I think the audience, and there's a great dinner. We're one of the courses is going to be something that was served in the 20s.
Yeah. That's
so it's
going to
be a fun night. So we'll talk about that as we get closer. But I'm going to be working with you on that too. So that'd be fun. All right, Gizmo, enjoy your 4th of July. I will see you downtown.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me here.
5, 6, 7 like that. Yeah. Thank you
this
for being here.
This has been my absolute pleasure to be here as the filling in for John, because I love John. He is such a great guy. And he's been a big fan of my magic since I can remember.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, that's because you do it for free. That's why he's
a
big fan.
I was going to say it's because he's easily wowed.
Right. Those two things, right?
He is.
And the price of admission. But thanks for being here. And hi to your family, and like I said, enjoy your day tomorrow, and I'll see you tomorrow night at the festivals downtown.
Right. Sounds great. Thanks for having
me
again, guys.
All right. We're shifting over to Lisa Hale, who is our news bureau chief. Like New Wisco. You're the one who kind of puts like what we should be thinking about and what we should be knowing about, and that comes out of your desk. So what are you all working on?
Oh, well... Everything and nothing. The holiday is tomorrow,
Right? Isn't that nice?
And it is.
And Amanda, Gizmo to take off because he had something to do at 9, but Amanda's joining us. Do you guys know each other?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, yes.
So if people say, who's that other voice? We've got two women here, but Amanda and Lisa. Lisa, so are you guys off tomorrow? Did Civic give you off, or are you going to work?
We are off tomorrow.
All right,
yes.
Cool. Right.
Which is awesome. So, you know, tonight I can take in some fireworks or tomorrow.
No,
take
you're not
going to
do fireworks. You're going to do wine.
Or do wine and
How
fireworks.
You know me a little bit too well, Todd.
Where are the fireworks tonight?
Tonight there are some fireworks in Appleton that are happening tonight at 9:45.
They're always ahead of everybody. I mean, Appleton just does it right. So they jumped us on this too, huh? Okay, that's cool.
Yep. I mean, if you're looking for something to do tonight, the fireworks are going to be going off in Appleton. Berlin is also doing it tonight. Campbellsport, Clintonville, Egg Harbor, Iola, Kewaunee, Kimberly, Okano, and Shawano all have fireworks shows tonight.
And I just want to say that you can... I don't, if people haven't been, those smaller communities do unbelievable fireworks. I mean, just, I don't know where they get the money or if it's the community or if they buy right, but man, there's some great shows in those smaller communities. I just love it. So yeah, get out there and enjoy that. And it's going to be a perfect night tonight too.
And if it you is. Can't get out there, you can come to my house around midnight. That's when my neighbors start shooting them off.
I was just going to say, that's not you, is it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sleep. I got a one-year-old.
Yeah,
I know. It's the problem with lighting off fireworks at your own home is the fact that people have pets, people have children, and also veterans have a problem with fireworks. Yeah. Sometimes it can trigger the PTSD. Mm-hmm. So that's something to remember if you're going to be shooting off at your own home.
Right, that is true. We had a lieutenant on yesterday from the Green Bay Fire Department and talked about. You know, just enjoy. These communities spend a lot of time and money and volunteers and resources and security to shoot off fireworks. Her point was just enjoy those. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do your own. But I do want to say she did say something that I am still, I didn't know this. But you know, if you do sparklers at home, and we do that and some other things that stay on the ground. But to have your kids wear shoes, because there's a lot of burns if kids are running around barefoot in the summer, which a lot of kids do. And I thought that's a good piece of advice. So
Jim never thought about that.
I never thought about that. So I just put some
kids have scars all over.
They do all of their. I just put Vaseline on their feet. I'm like, well, God, I should put shoes on. Shoes is a better idea. I'd be proactive. I wasn't there. So anyway, I've learned something. So it's all part of it. And so that's yesterday, and not yesterday. That's tonight. But tomorrow, though. Tell me about tomorrow in our listening.
Tomorrow.
Area.
Oh wow.
I know, right?
You know, tomorrow is going to be extremely busy. Of course, there are parades in some places. Oshkosh has a parade happening tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Awesome.
Fireworks displays are going to happen in different places tomorrow, usually at about 9:45 or dusk. And those are going to be at Bailey's Harbor, Bondwell, Gillett, Green Bay, of course, Green Lake.
Oh, Green Fondle- Lake.
Yeah, Green Lake is doing it at Deacon Mills Park at dusk.
That's awesome.
Fond du Lac, Kellnersville, Menasha, Manitowoc, Nina, New London, Omro, Oshkosh at Menominee Park. My favorite firework display place ever is happening in Ripon at Murray Park tomorrow night.
Really?
Sturgeon Bay, Townsend, Two Rivers, and Wapaka all are doing
tomorrow.
Listen
to all that.
Oh, you did miss today. At Manitowoc, our friend of the show, Dennis from the Glam Band, they are performing tonight in Manitowoc at the Wharf for a July 3rd celebration. Ooh. There's going to be fireworks and stuff tonight there, too.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So Manitowoc's going to get a double dose of
it. Oh, my God. It's going to be hectic. Nobody go downtown if you're just trying to drive through.
You know, it just is. And it's like I said, you know, every seat is great. You just look up. You know, it's not like you have to get there early for the fireworks. I mean, you just got to be able to see them. So, very cool stuff going on. Then a lot of them are supported with food trucks and vendors and kids selling things and adults. Mm-hmm. And there's the Boy Scouts and everybody has a booth there. And we need to support that, too. It's just great. So, hey, I want you to stick around. I'll talk a little bit of news and I want to get back to the festivities. But, Amanda, we want to hear what you're doing, what your family's doing, and Lisa, and other things that are going on, and what's going on in the news as well. At the local level. We don't want to talk about those presidents.
And hopefully everyone comes back from this holiday with all their fingers intact.
That would be nice. All right, we'll be right back with Lisa Hale. This is Mino and... Well, it's not Mino's not even here. This is like the mayor and Amanda and Todd and Lisa. We'll be right back.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
This 4th of July salute is brought to you by Gill Liquor. Gill Liquor is proud to honor Americans from every walk of life and generation who served their country when duty called. As we celebrate Independence Day, let us pause to remember all that America's veterans have done to preserve freedom. Gill Liquor would like to thank our members of the Armed Forces. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a great selection of beer, wine, and alcohol. That's Gill Liquor, 1117 Commercial Street in Neenah.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And now to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Wow, indeed. See, it's voices like that that deserve to draw it out next to 40
seconds.
You'll
never beat that. That is, like, unbelievable. If that doesn't move you,
absolutely
nothing will.
Absolutely the best ever.
Right?
A bit of trivia.
What year was that? I watched it with my father-in-law, so it was a while ago.
Let me check here real quick.
Don't look at me.
Well, no, I'm just saying that was a while ago. You know, and she obviously passed away.
I think it was 1991.
Yeah, it would have been. How was that? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was great. There's so much good music to celebrate. And boy, she hit every note there. Great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, January 27th, 1991.
January 27th. Well, it was obviously a Super Bowl. Yep. So, yeah, that was very, very cool. I remember watching that with him. And he's like, wow.
10 days into the Persian Gulf War at the time.
I wasn't even one yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's get back to, you know.
What's your trivia? Okay, well,
my trivia was going to be the tune that we sing for our national anthem is actually a English drinking song, To an Acrian in Heaven. And it just always amazes me that we have this 4-octave tune for our national anthem that got its start as a drinking song.
Well, it's because when you're drinking, it doesn't matter if you hit the tune or not. You know what I'm saying?
Especially like my regular host here who doesn't, you know, stay within 1 octave, much less 4. That is, remember there was some talk of changing that? Changing the national anthem. There's some crazy congressman said, let's change it because it's so hard to sing. And you're not going to change that. I mean, give me a break. Just learn how to sing.
People have you know, put up America the Beautiful as possibilities and other things. But
no.
It has been what it has been since, you know, the War of 1812 for a reason.
If it works, just leave it.
Right. And we should all have the same teachers, Whitney Houston, then we wouldn't have this problem. So anyway,
we all have the voice of Whitney.
No amount of teaching is going to make you sing like that.
Okay, so the 4th's coming up. What else is going on, though, that you're covering? I mean, I know the we have all the festivities going on in our listening area, and I think people got to get out, like Mark said, and enjoy it. And Mark Houston was saying, you know, it's good. Get out, get a little exercise, walk around, enjoy it. There's great food. And of course, the fireworks. But anything else you're working on, Lisa, that you want to share?
I want to say this. Lisa's working on a brand new program, Jim. So on WGBW on Sundays at 1 o'clock, you have your Lean Local show.
I do.
Where you dig in with local politics, local issues, local things going on locally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Lisa's going to be leading up a program for our WISS listeners called New Wisco Weekend. And it's going to be issues and think Sunday morning from CBS, but for the Northeast Wisconsin.
That's cool that people will listen to that because you're encompassing the arts and a variety of things.
Yep.
We're going to have features on arts, on weather, on sports, on music, you know, issues, long form stories. It's going to be it's really cool. I'm excited about it.
We'll do a special show for EAA coming up week. That's just a couple of weeks away. We're going to talk about inclusion in our neighborhoods. We're going to talk about, you know, especially in Oshkosh, housing for the homeless and food insecurity in Oshkosh is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So we're going to tackle that stuff on WISS Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock, led by Lisa Hale. Terry Barr, who is not able to join us today, will also be part of that team. Brittany Merlot is part of that team. Amanda's part of that team. I'm part of that team. We're going to put some really good stuff together. It takes 8 of us, Jim, to do the kind of show you do by yourself.
Well, I have Con in the house too. He's my producer.
You got Kyle.
Great. We're going to kick your butt in the ratings.
Yeah,
though.
Just Kyle, our ratings. I just want to say that. So if you listen, we just kind of drill down on issues. But I will tell you, on the first Sunday of every month, we're going to focus on the NFL draft. So that'd be kind of cool. That's like our happy stuff. But this Sunday, if you listen, the first half is a homeless guy. He's been homeless for 26 years and talks about all the stuff the city, the community should do. We need this. We need a tent city. We need this and that. And he's got some logic, if you will, behind his thoughts. The second half is a guy who was a business broker, grew up in Green Bay, 20 years in the Army, and he talks about shutting off the faucet. So I just think it's tough to deal with some of these issues when there's two sides with such strong beliefs. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's what we're doing this Sunday, and we have guests coming up for the next few Sundays. But no matter what's going on, we got to celebrate, right? We got a free country here, and we love it.
And if you guys are looking for yet another opportunity to win a pair of VIP tickets to the fireworks tonight or tomorrow night for Fire Over the Fox, we are doing one last giveaway on our social media. So go to our Facebook page, Mino and the Mayor, and go to our Instagram, WGBW979, and there will be an opportunity for you to win there. Later,
we'll do that. Okay, later.
Congratulations, Rhonda, by the way, from last night.
Happy 4th, everybody. God bless America. We will see you next week. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Crude and Dom. The Devil's Advocates will be taking a couple of days off to celebrate the nation's birthday, but will return on Friday with coverage of President Joe Biden's appearance in Madison. The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.